You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Women's Centre hosted a forum last week celebrating the mahi of Māori women. The guest speakers discussed the various impacts of colonialism, systematic racism and Western feminism on Māori women. Olivia Holdsworth spoke to the centre's manager, Leonie Morris, about the centre and their role, but first Olivia went to the forum to hear what guest speaker Leonie Pihama had to say.
There isn't a single Western feminism, a whole range of Western feminisms. But the fundamental idea of empowering women only, really has been quite detrimental. And in the space that we're in terms of family violence and sexual violence, if we don't heal whānau, we're not going to heal family violence, and we're not going to make any kind of major transformative change in terms of sexual violence. And so it comes down to kind of the way in which we think about gender and the way in which gender is constructed and actually often reproduced within particular feminist frameworks. I'm thinking, particularly, if there's such thing as an oxymoron, conservative feminism, but it's something we hear more of. But even within a liberal feminist framework, it's still about an individual kind of self. So, it's about moving those frameworks into a collective understanding of whānau, that a colonial way of understanding malehood has been deeply embedded in Māori communities, and it has to change, and it has to change with men. And so, this whole notion of whānau healing is central. It is not to say that there are not moments when we need to remove ourselves for safety. It is not to say that. There are times when we have to remove for safety ourselves, our children, our women from context to be safe. But actually, to change up the dynamic of making change within that whānau, it has to be worked with collectively. Sometimes men separately, women separately, children separately, but at some point the whole whānau itself has to be engaged in healing.
That was Leonie Pihama speaking at the Auckland Women's Centre Manawahine Forum last Tuesday, which is available on the Auckland Women's Centre Facebook page. For more, I spoke to the centre's manager, Leonie Morris, and started by asking what the Women's Centre does.
We're a community centre where women of all ages and backgrounds can access non-judgmental personal help, learning opportunities, support groups and community forums.
So why was the forum held last Tuesday?
We decided to hold that particular forum because while we know that many Māori women are doing really well, we also know that too many experience hardship and discrimination because of the effects of colonisation, racism and sexism. It's a very toxic mix.
So what is the Women's Centre itself doing to address issues around colonialism?
Having forums like this is the main way that we contribute to that mahi. We also have a lot of programs that our Māori women are attracted to. For example, our single mum support group. We're about to hold our first workshop, which is introducing people to Māori approaches to wellbeing. A lot of Māori women access our free women support service, which is free information, advice, support and referral for all women.
How can people outside of the Women's Centre actually help support Māori women themselves and the mahi that they do?
There's tauiwi groups that do work on colonisation and racism. They can join groups like that. They can obviously get themselves up to speed and they can raise the concerns of Māori women wherever they might be working.
Are these concerns spoken about enough in mainstream media?
Definitely not. We know that there's been a real increase in poverty faced by Māori women. A good example of that is their average wage rate. So the average hourly earning for a Māori woman is $24.26 an hour, whereas the average earning for a Pākehā woman is $28.38, so at least $4 more. And then for a Pākehā man, the average earning is $33.59. So there's a huge discrepancy. Māori women are paid a lot less than Pākehā men and also a lot less than Pākehā women. So it's a huge issue. There needs to be a lot of work done.
In the wake of the 125 years of suffrage, of women getting the vote, what kind of perspective does this bring towards the mahi of Māori women, considering the vote was more aligned with white feminism?
Well, that was a point that Leonie Pihama made at our forum.
that the women's suffrage celebrations were celebrated on the basis that Western democracy works for women. But in fact, we know that Western democracy hasn't worked for Māori women. A good example of what's been happening for Māori women recently is that in 1988, 15% of all the women in Aotearoa New Zealand's prisons, 15, were Māori. And today that's gone up to 63%. So we need the government, we need all agencies to put considerable more resources into supporting Māori women, or rather giving them the opportunity to collectively support themselves.
Is there a lack of facilitation allowing Māori women to actually support one another, or is this more to do with actual government funding and resources?
Well, another good example in terms of government funding is that the Kohanga Reo, the Māori early childhood care, they receive $5 less per child that attends their centre than the kindergartens receive. So that's a really obvious case of discrimination, because of course the people staffing the Kohanga Reo are Māori women.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add in sense of what the Women's Centre is currently doing to support the mahi of Māori women, or that it's planning to do in the future?
We've yet to have our board meeting to look at the forum and do an assessment of how that forum went and the outcomes of that forum, how that directs what work we might do in the future.
So what is the next forum that you'll be running?
We're very excited that our next forum is featuring Clementine Ford. She's an Australian feisty feminist, writer, broadcaster and public speaker. She's just had a book published called Boys Will Be Boys, and it dismantles the ancient idea that male entitlement, aggression and toxicity are natural for boys. And then she reveals how patriarchy is as harmful for boys and men as it is to women and girls. So I'm really looking forward to this forum. She's a really dynamic speaker. Whenever somebody in Australia says something sexist, either in the media or the social media, Clementine Ford is there explaining to people how what they've said harms women and how what they've said uphold patriarchal ideas. She's a fantastic speaker, so very excited to have her speaking. That's on Tuesday the 27th of November from 7 till 9 o'clock at the Freemans Bay Community Centre, and everybody's welcome.
Rewire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Ko te wai, tēnei maronga BFM, and that was Olivia speaking to Leonie Morris.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.